Joan Rivers is currently playing on Broadway in Neil Simon's Broadway Bound, but she's also been polishing her stand-up act in small clubs before taking it on the road to Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Critic-at-large Laurie Stone recently caught Rivers at Michael's Pub in New York.
Joan Rivers is back on stage, outrageous and gutsy as ever. She invites the audience to binge, confess, get down and dirty. Hating housework, she says that she once cleaned her attic and found Anne Frank. She threw her out. Accelerating to tougher game, she claims Leona Helmsley made her money in exact change ambulances. She counsels an engaged woman in the audience, saying, "If he wants the ring back, you swallow the stone. No man will look through crap for a diamond." Her eyes are level when she adds, "I got that from Nancy Reagan." The delight Joan takes in investing everyone with bodily functions is Swiftian, wild. She thumbs her nose at the proper and snooty, and she's masterfully crude and intrusive, airing all the secret moments women usually conceal. She asks, "Before deciding whether to wash pantyhose, you sniff the crotch, right? I always do." But as practiced as she is in this vein of humor, her set runs out of steam long before its hour is up. Her mode is attack, and without some positive vision, this kind of comedy always devolves to bullying, dyspepsia. Inside Joan is a tangle of confusion about self-worth, work, and males that eventually take over her show. Again and again, she inventories her body's defects, decrying body hair, breastfeeding, and pleasure in sex. "Do you fake orgasms?" she asks a young woman. "Well, you better learn." Women are always bitches and sluts, and the only proper use of their brains is scheming to marry. Can Joan, who works practically every day and whose daughter gets educated at an Ivy League college, mean these words? She can. Her message is so relentless, so resistant to her own experience. She calls herself ugly, refusing to take in that she now looks pulled together and glamorous. She seldom mentions specific men in her act, and she almost never addresses males in the audience. Men are one thing, creatures with the power to humiliate women because all they care about is how women look. Joan stays clear of men because she can't find anything funny in her contempt for and anger at them. All the fury is unleashed at women, especially women who, because they are pretty, make her feel worthless. But with women she can at least compete, her mouth and brains against their looks and classiness, because she doesn't grant women the same power as men to recognize or hurt her. But a part of her seems tired of this spiel. Halfway through the act, she looks strained, bored. With all her success, she now has virtually no influence on the material of other women comics. Even the most derivative are beyond her brand of self-loathing. She needs, as Richard Pryor and Robin Williams keep doing, to learn about herself and report the changes. She needs to stop lying about the meaning of work, which, right before our eyes, is saving her life. She's like a woman who has orgasms and says she fakes them. Maybe she needs Cher to slap her face and say, "Snap out of it." Until she does, she'll go on raging at the girls with slim hips and jock boyfriends who sat conspiratorially in the lunchroom and seemed to possess all the secrets of life. She'll direct her disquiet about power at women, refraining from violating the riskier taboo of male privilege. She'll sniff the crotch of her pantyhose and hate herself for the pleasure. And even while mooning icons, she'll go on longing for respectability, apparently unaware she's better than that.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.